Every year on Father's Day weekend, Clearwater, the organization founded by Pete Seeger, holds a festival along the Hudson River to celebrate music and promote environmental action. WOOC talked with Edie Kantowitz of the New York City Friends of Clearwater and Mana Jo Green, the Environmental Action Coordinator of Clearwater.
So we're at the Clearwater Festival, and we're talking with Edie Kantowitz, who is with the New York City Friends of Clearwater. So Edie, what are some of the Friends of Clearwater up to these days?
Oh, well, we're working on lots of issues these days. I mean, Clearwater and New York City Friends of Clearwater were originally associated with cleaning up the Hudson River, but now it's gone far beyond that. We're dealing with all kinds of water issues that affect the Hudson River, New York City's drinking water, the waterways surrounding New York City. And then it goes even beyond that because all of the things that affect our environment more deeply, like fracking, like climate change, these affect the river and they affect every aspect of our environment. And so, you know, dealing with climate change is very important to us right now. And we're also dealing with plastics. We're dealing with plastic bags. We're dealing with, we just recently got implementation of the styrofoam ban for New York City, so that's a wonderful thing. So, you know, we're just trying to do what we can on all different directions.
So in New York City, what are some of the climate change issues that the Clearwater has touched on?
Well, we've been, you know, looking at divestment. You know, we've been pretty happy with the divestment situation for New York City, but I think now we need to focus a little more on the state. Annapolis doesn't seem to be too eager to do divestment for New York State, but we want to, you know, just keep calling and keep doing whatever we can, you know, to tell people that we have to do this. Also, any kind of fossil fuel usage is really making climate change worse, okay? So we have to oppose fossil fuels. That's not only carbon dioxide, but it's very much methane. Natural gas is 86 times as intensive for climate change compared to carbon dioxide. And we need to be using only clean, sustainable, renewable energy, which would be solar, wind power, geothermal, and of course not nuclear, because that's got its only very dangerous problems.
And if people wanted to find out more about Friends of Clearwater, New York City, how best can they do that?
Go to our website, www.nycfriendsofclearwater.org, and we also have a Facebook page.
And that was Edie Kantowitz of New York City Friends of Clearwater. So we're talking with Mana Jo Green, who's the Environmental Action Coordinator for Clearwater right here at the annual Clearwater Festival. So you had this little sign on you, Mana Jo, ask me about climate solutions. What does that mean?
Well, you know, we've been talking about climate change for decades now. Jimmy Carter put solar up on the White House, and then Ronald Reagan came and took it down. We can't just be talking about it. We have to be actually doing something about it. Last fall, we saw hurricanes from Texas to Florida to the Caribbean, Puerto Rico, and then we saw the fires out in California. And the amount of loss and damage and human suffering is of epic proportions. But if we talk about mitigating climate change, it sounds like you're making it less bad. We don't want to make it less bad. We want to solve it. We created the problem. We can solve the problem. So I'm a fan of Drawdown, which Paul Hawken created, which is a group of scientists who have studied what climate solutions can actually bring the Earth back into balance, not only avoiding more greenhouse gases, but sequestering, taking up and holding back in the ground the carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases that are causing the greenhouse effect that are that is responsible for global warming. So we're here not just talking about solar energy and wind and switching to a renewable energy economy, but what can farmers do? Because soil and a healthy agricultural system can take up carbon. How important is it to preserve our forests which also take up carbon. So if you're putting up a solar system, don't cut down a forest to do it. Find a landfill or a brownfield site. So if we put our heads together and work collectively, I really believe that we can solve the climate crisis, not just mitigate it and make it less bad, because that's not very inspiring, but solving it, implementing real solutions. So if people want more information on that, I highly recommend www.drawdown.org, because it lists over 100 solutions and what they will cost, how much greenhouse gases they will either prevent being released or take back up. The oceans are also a really significant part of the climate solution if we foster kelp farms and not destroy our coral reefs, and in so many other ways that the oceans can be part of the solution. So let's find out about those solutions, and let's create legislation and policy that will implement that, so that I have a new grandson and I'm seeing all the children here at Revival, that they will have a healthy, environmentally sound future as we inherited, but either for lack of information or for outright greed, have really done a lot of damage to.
Now, I understand that Assemblymember D.D. Barrett has introduced some legislation for a carbon tax credit for farmers to put carbon back into the soil. But are there other programs that, for instance, taking place, say, in the Hudson Valley, which help farmers with the concept of, like, regenerative agriculture?
I don't know of any other for regenerative agriculture, but it certainly is a critical part of the solution. But I do know that in Ulster County, we've started a 100 business challenge. We're trying to get 100 businesses to implement solar, to switch to electric vehicles and put in charging stations that are solar powered, to do an energy retrofit, to start composting if they're large food waste generators. And many of the drawdown solutions, if they can implement that, they become a green business leader. And the response has been phenomenal. And I think part of it is because the manifestations of the global climate crisis are so real to people that they want to help. They want to do something. And agriculture is a critical part of the solution. Wetlands and marshes also are another part of the solution. So looking at the ecosystem services that are provided by various different parts of nature, rather than thinking of it just for our enjoyment, but understanding that these natural systems are what have kept the earth in balance, and that if we learn from them and implement them, we can restore that balance.
So we got about 2 minutes left. So is nuclear power, one of those solutions?
If you'll notice on the sign promoting our climate solutions, we stopped at number 19 because Drawdown, with regret, lists nuclear power as number 20, and Clearwater has been very concerned, not just about Indian Point, but about the amount of nuclear waste that all nuclear plants are generating. And those communities, once the plants close down, Indian Point is closing in 2020 and 2021, but in the next decade, most of the nuclear facilities in the United States will be phased out. And those communities are left with massive amounts of highly radioactive nuclear waste. I think that for those people in the environmental community that are debating nuclear or not nuclear, they're ignoring the problem of the long-term and very serious problem of 45, 50 years of nuclear waste being stored on site.
And if people want more information about Clearwater, how best to do that?
www.clearwater.org.
And that was Mana Jo Green, the Environmental Action Coordinator for Clearwater.
That was a report from WOOC correspondent Mark Dunley about the recent Clearwater Festival in the Croton State Park.